Jesse, first off, we better test your credentials. Can you name 5 Australian female artists for us?
Of course. Olive Cotton, Grace Cosington-Smith, Shireen Farhad, Rosemary Lang. Let me know when I've reached 5 because I'll just keep on, I'll keep on going. Grace Crowley.
I think I'd probably take your word for it.
Those are just a few of the names that initially come to mind with the billboards campaign you mentioned, actually, and who were will be in the Know My Name exhibition.
Fantastic.
Well, and obviously there's thousands of amazing women artists in this country.
Tell us a little bit more about this campaign. Where did the inspiration come from?
I mean, globally, has been an awareness over the last number of years around the representation of women across the arts, but also more generally. And so really there has been a global movement to recognise the kind of the contributions of women artists and recognise that they haven't perhaps had the representation and the recognition and the place kind of in the cultural landscape that they should have. A number of years ago, 2016, the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington launched their hashtag 5 Women Artists campaign, which was really that whole can you name 5 women artists that you just asked me before? And that campaign it still has a huge amount of traction. And the National Gallery and as you mentioned, the Countess Report really started to look at its own position on this, and in early 2019 took a good hard look at its own collection and actually discovered that the Australian art collection only had 25% of Australian women artists in that collection, so even less than some of the state galleries. And so rather than this is obviously a position that we need to change and want to change, and the gallery decided really that to do it in the spotlight and to recognise historically that this hadn't been a priority and the number of reasons around that historically, but to really within its own organisation kind of lead a change agenda and create a change and work towards gender equality in a very kind of pointed way. And then in doing that, encourage other cultural institutions to take up the cause as well. So it's kind of an all of institution initiative, but it's also a call more broadly to the cultural sector and also to the public more widely to kind of to recognise and celebrate, as you say, the amazing contributions that Australian women artists have been making for a very, very long time in this country. So it's now a whole range of programs and exhibitions, events, partnerships, as well as kind of this call more widely. To recognise and celebrate women artists.
What kind of response have you actually seen from the art community on this one?
Look, it's been huge, to be honest. I came to the gallery specifically to manage this project and was living in Newcastle, actually, previously working in the cultural sector. And I distinctly remember when the call out first came on social media about the Know My Name kind of a call to action, and there was a ripple through the community and increase. I mean, the gallery I worked at worked nationally as well, and I straight away was having conversations with artists, with curators, with other not just galleries but other kind of cultural organisations about the significance of this, the importance of it. And there still continues to be a real, not just excitement, but a real, I suppose, acknowledgement and desire that this continue and noting kind of how important artists feel about this. And, of course, not just women artists, but male artists in the community more generally as well.
And in terms of getting the message out there, as I mentioned before, there are billboards all around the country with the works of female artists displayed on them. What was the thought process behind that move?
Well, fairly early on in the piece, we connected with O Media, who own many of those assets nationally and who were really, really excited about the prospect of how they might use their networks and their assets to really support the project, and looking for obviously new ways that the public could interact with those spaces. So we've developed an amazing partnership with O Media, a non-commercial partnership with them, basically just supporting this message and supporting the idea of just really just bringing works from the collection by Australian women artists out into public space with their names, very importantly, their first and last names, their works of art, and the call to action, kind of know my name and celebrate Australian women artists. So that's happened, nationally. It's about 1,500 sites. About 1,200 of those sites are digital, and about over 300 big print billboard sites, kind of highways and bypasses and that kind of thing. So it's been amazing kind of level of support, and the estimate is that, well, people are kind of going a little underground, but the estimate with their sites is that around 12 million Australians potentially can come across one of these sites. And it's even, I spoke to someone yesterday who said they'd hopped into an office lift and, you know, the little screens on the lift, and suddenly, you know my name and this kind of artist work popped up in the lift. So it's in shopping centres, it's in office buildings, it's in those large outdoor billboard sites. It's in unexpected places that people would not normally encounter works of art, and I think that's part of the beauty of really taking this work to a broad public.
Well, speaking of the unexpected, just as a final point, like many other places, the National Gallery is temporarily closed. Is there somewhere we can go to actually look at the rest of this exhibition?
Yes. So on our website, there's a national, we're calling this Billboards Project the National Art Event. And if you go onto that page, there's actually an interactive Google map where you can really zoom in very close to that to the map and find a location near you. So I'd encourage people to do that. The digital campaign lasts another week, but the print billboards are going to be up for till the 16th of April. So there's still another couple of weeks on that. And also, obviously, we're working while we're close to the public to keep on kind of bringing not only the National Art Event, but the rest of our program continually to bring it to the public through our social media channels on Facebook and Instagram, and a whole lot of other kind of programs that we're developing. And this Know My Name is linked with a really big Know My Name exhibition that obviously has had to be postponed, and we're working through dates at the moment, but that is going to be a really significant bringing together of over 300 Australian women artists, and so that's going to be very exciting. So watch this space.
Well, best of luck with that one. Obviously, a lot of us keeping our fingers crossed that this sort of situation resolves itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jessie, thanks very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning on this one.
Thanks so much, and take care, everybody.